Hello, this is Norm Freund, Professor of Philosophy, and I'm your narrator for Clark University Gathering Spaces. In the history of our institution, many different generations of students have graduated from Clark, and they have had their favorite places to gather on this campus. One gathering place might be categorized as way back when. If you go back to the early years of the university, our campus college corridor was a common gathering space. Known as the carpeted hallway to those who were here in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, this was an unbroken first floor corridor stretching all the way from Catherine Byrne Hall to the Mary Josito Hall Bridge. This is over 2 football fields in length. This was a common walk space in the wintertime. Early generations of Clark graduates would often plan to meet under the clock. Under the clock was a grandfather clock that was in the long hallway, right where Rose O'Toole Hall met Margaret Mann Hall. This clock survived the fire of 1984 and now is in Haas Administration Complex. The Margaret Mann Hall first floor drawing room was a formal gathering place prior to the fire. And students who graduated in the 50s will remember the assembly hall in the lower level of Rose O'Toole Hall, and even the mandated study halls off the first floor corridor. Last but not least, the tunnel. Even though the tunnel really wasn't a place to gather, it was a familiar place for walkers crossing from the south to the north or to the north to the south on this campus. From 1924 until 1979, a total of 55 years, this was a passage space from north to south and south to north without having to go outside. Dormitories are also a very common gathering space on this campus. Historically, all the dorms contain formal lounges, typically on the first floor. This is true of Mary Frances Hall, Mary Josita Hall, Mary Benedict Hall, and Catherine Dunn Apartments. Over time, however, the need for formality lessened, and many of these lounges in more recent times have become spaces for computer work centers, as well as gathering places for students. Clark students in the 1940s were able to secure smoking rights on the campus, and this led to the creation of smokers in the dormitories, spaces where students could go to smoke on campus. Most familiar with these would be the smoker lounges on every floor in Mary Josita Hall. Later, however, when awareness of the dangers of smoking became more pronounced, we became a smoke-free campus. The former smokers then reverted to regular lounge gathering spaces. In the basement of Mary Benedict Hall is the Lion's Den, which was formerly the Terrence Lounge. This is a large, spacious gathering space with an outdoor patio as well for students to gather. And not to be shunted, the off-campus students had a lounge, first in the lower level of Mary Josita Hall, and then, later, on first floor in Catherine Byrne Hall. Gathering spaces for academic study historically were more formal. The library is a typical example of this. Originally, the library was on first floor of Mary Bertrand Hall. Then, when Mary Josita Hall opened, it was moved to the lower levels of Mary Bertrand Hall. And since the fire, the Shrupp Library, which is off the atrium plaza, has been the library resource area for Clark students. Historically, there would be virtually no talking in the library. But in recent generations, there's been a releasing of some of these requirements so that students may quietly talk, or, as in the case of the Shrupp Library, engage in more open dialogue and group study in the Lingen Technology Commons. Last but not least, among these places to gather for study outside of the classrooms in Catherine Byrne Hall is the atrium. The beautiful surroundings of the atrium, the engaging circular tables that seat up to four, permit groups of students to meet there for informal socializing or group study. Gathering spaces on this campus for people of faith begin in a most prominent way with the Sacred Heart Chapel. The original Sacred Heart Chapel was built in the early years of the 20th century. Destroyed by fire in 1984, it was rebuilt into a modern and contemporary structure, which also carries the name Sacred Heart Chapel. This place of gathering has been, for many generations of Clark students, a place of worship, of prayer, and of reception of the sacraments. Also, Clark has a vital and vibrant campus ministry culture. The Campus Ministry Center was formerly in Mary Josita Hall, but was subsequently moved across the street to the lower level of Mary Frances Clark Hall. There, the Foley Center serves today as a campus ministry center. Many students over many years have attended retreats, especially the Antioch retreat, and they will remember with fondness gathering spaces at Albrecht Acres and Camp Little Cloud, where these multiple day retreats occurred. Older students will remember May crownings, and they will remember the use of the grotto to Our Lady of Lourdes on the back campus, the crowning of the statue of Mary on the front campus. This statue, called Our Lady of the Moonlight, now graces the entranceway to the Shrupp Library. And finally, there is the statue of Our Lady of the Sunset, which is behind Mary Frances Hall. Informally, the dormitories had chapels of their own, but they have long since been converted to areas of recreation or computer work. Many beautiful outdoor gathering spaces also exist on the Clark campus. Historically, this campus was once heavily forested, and different portions of this treed and landscaped campus were given different names. The area behind Eliza Kelly Hall was Conservatory Park. The area just east of Mary Frances Hall was Catalpa Avenue because of the catalpa trees that were planted there. And who could forget the historic pine walks on this campus? Two major, relatively parallel pine walks existed on the back campus. The remnants of these trees and the walks can still be seen today. Also of great happiness to many Clark students over time has been the Mary Benedict Hall Sun Deck. Closed for renovation until recently, the revitalized Sun Deck is a wonderful gathering space for observing the city of Dubuque, for fireworks in the summer, and general suntanning throughout the warmer parts of the academic year. The Pitt parking lot often is closed for student gatherings as well. There have been bonfires, dances, and May Day's activities held here throughout Clark's history. And in the 1980s and 1990s, many graduations occurred outside in front of the library next to the atrium entrance, though a number of students who had planned an outdoor graduation ended up having graduation at the Five Flags Center downtown, because if rain were to threaten, there had to be a backup. And last but not least, common gathering spaces throughout Clark history have been the spring and now the fall tree planting tradition, which is over 100 years old on this campus. Gathering spaces for athletics on this campus go back a very long period of time. The Physical Activity Center was built as an attachment to the auditorium in the late 1920s. The upper floor is a gymnasium. The lower floor originally was the campus swimming pool. In the 1930s, to add another option to the gymnasium, a rink for roller skating was built above the area of the floor in the gymnasium. Now this is a short running track. To the east of Mary Frances Hall, there have long been tennis courts, which have only recently now been removed. Of course, one of the great gathering spaces for athletics is the Kiel Center. This includes the Nicholas Fitness Center or weight room, which occupies the area which previously housed the swimming pool. If you look at the walls, you'll see that the walls have tile with seashell insignias on the tile. This is because the space was originally the pool. In the lower level of the Kiel Center, there is a cardio room and a racquetball court, and of course, basketball and volleyball courts. The Kiel Center is a common gathering space for participating in athletics, for viewing athletics, and for engaging in intramural sports. Outside, the Clark Soccer Field, to the east of Mary Frances Hall, is a common gathering space as well, with viewership of the sporting events done by bringing blankets that are laid on the grassy hill above the field to watch the events that are being played. Formal gathering spaces on this campus most certainly include graduation. For most of Clark's history, graduation was conducted in Terrence Donohue Hall. Because this space proved too small by the middle 1980s, it was moved outside in front of the library complex. And when that space became too small for graduation, it was moved to the Kiel Center. Baccalaureate historically occurred downtown at the cathedral because that was the location of Clark University when it opened in 1843. When it became too small for the size of the graduation classes, baccalaureate as well as graduation was staged in the Kiel Center. Convocation and dramatic plays also are gathering occasions on this campus, and the focus of attendance for them is Terrence Donohue Hall. The original music hall was in the lower level of Rose O'Toole Hall. After the fire, that was rebuilt as a new music hall on the atrium plaza. Art exhibits originally were held on the top floor of Eliza Kelly Hall. When that space was converted, however, to an area of making art rather than displaying art, it was moved to Art Gallery 1550 in the lower level of Mary Josita Hall. And since the fire, the Quigley Gallery for Art is located inside of the atrium plaza. This concludes the overview of student gathering spaces on the Clark campus.